Hey, what's happened to Albert lately?
You mad about something?
Well, he's off there. He'll be on the Dallas post office.
Albert is, he's worse than he's ever been. He looks bad. He just keeps me on walking on eggs all the time because I don't want to have a fight with him. He does kind of arbitrary, ridiculous things. But as I say, his health is worse last week than I've seen it ever.
This troubles me some terribly. Hit me about 3 body blows. He came in on that customs thing. I made him talk to everybody and get rid of a bunch of fat customs collectors. Do nothing. He's got one at Houston. We took care of him. And the office supposed to be in Galveston. They moved them all up to Houston without any reason. Just run over poor Clark Thompson. I didn't let him do it. I was presented. But the port... been at Galveston, they got 160 employees, so they moved about 140 up Houston. And we let him get by with it. Now he comes in and said he's going to kill the whole damn program. And I'm going to let him consolidate. And every guy you talk to just scared to death said, oh, I got to go to the Albert. And the next thing that I knew, he just said that, by God, he wasn't going to let any building ever be built at Dallas. He wouldn't let them consider the Trinity for Dallas. And he just... I thought we had things going pretty well. This fellow Dallas had been helping us, and they'd got rid of Alger, and they were the city in the country is more entitled to a building than anybody else. We saved lots of money by putting it there. We've been playing politics with it, the Democrats have. But he just said no, and that is it. And I don't know what to do about it.
He is the most impossible man, you know. Of course, I always get along with Albert, but mankind. Once in a while, he tells him to go to hell, but he does it just a flare-up, and then he quits. But I'm just in an awkward position with Albert, you see. And of course, Albert is just absolutely ruthless, and you can't do anything with Albert. I don't know. You can talk to Mahon, as you know.
Yeah.
But Albert is just impossible.
I thought you did a wonderful job in your statement the other day. It was so statesmanlike and so constructive and so good. And it looks like you'd read the briefings every damn day that we have. And if we could, I honestly believe if we could go 90 days in this country without their thinking we're going to throw in the towel, I think that we could get some kind of a negotiated settlement in Vietnam. But the people won't let us go. And the House has. I can't fuss about the House. I just can't fuss about them. They've all been good, even Jerry Ford and all of them. But...
it's just regrettable that you dealt with them when you were over the Senate. You know how they are. They're sort of the Albert Thomas.
That's right.
The kinds of people it's almost impossible to deal with.
That's right. Well, I
hope you won't push that Dallas post office.
Well, I'm not going to do anything. I don't know anything to do. I don't think as much I can do.
I don't think it would, of course.
I put it in the budget, and I put it there because I thought it ought to be, but when he did what he did, he didn't cut us out. And he didn't call me. Think so. All I know to do is, I guess they'll try to put it back to the Senate. My guess is Magnus won't do it.
Well, anyway, they'll yield in Congress. Albert is a tremendous operator. He has them in the palm of his hand. He's a wonderful operator. If he's with you, he's good. But he's against you, I see.
Always got all of his subcommittee, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So here's the thing. Of course, poor Albert is not going to be here very long. I don't know how long I'll be here, anybody, but Albert just can't be here much longer. And 1 year of waiting won't hurt Dallas too much. Maybe it'll be the 1 year of waiting.
Is that what you tell Cabell?
Oh, I don't tell Cabell anything, because I accept I'm real nice to him, and I'll do anything I can, but I have to back up the subcommittee. I don't have any trouble with Cabell. Cabell is powerless. Yeah, and Albert Thomas told him that he wasn't going to spend his time talking to him. He's too busy. He wasn't going to spend a lot of his time. Albert can't talk to anybody, really, over 3 or 4 minutes. He's so nervous, you see. He takes his codeine every couple of hours, every 4 hours. And he's just in an awful shape. He's just too bad. Bless his heart. I don't see how he operates at all.
George, I don't know what to do about this. I can't run out on McNamara because I've supported him.
I don't want you to, but I just
want
to.
And I want you to, don't you all get in a fight, so Why don't you just call him up there and sit around the table and say, now let's reason this thing out and give him your side of it and see if with Vance and Ailes you can't make some agreement where he converts you or you let him know what the picture is if he doesn't understand it.
Yeah, okay. I just felt like that this was of sufficient significance. I'll talk to you about it. Thanks a lot.
Dude, now is anything we can do with any of the armed services members?
No, I think they're going to be pretty cooperative. I'm not worried about them. This is the one thing that we have a problem on. But generally, you see, I shamed them out of that big cut they made in R&D. After they made it, I just went to them and told them how absurd it made them look and all of that. And I couldn't go along with it, and I was going to have to attack it, but I didn't want to do it, and that I thought they could work it out. And I don't know whether you kept up with that or not, but that was a big thing, and
yes,
it was.
And Mr. Benson, you know, told him he just did it so they could get on the pay raise. Okay, George.
Okay, now.